in high school basketball last night. We had a pair of games for you here on KJAN in Class 1A District 14 as quarterfinal round matchups. And in the first game of the night, it saw Xyre EHK get a win over Coon Rapids Bayard 46-33. The Spartans used a patient offensive game to get a lot of points in the paint, led by Dakota Rold, who finished with 12 points, 10 of those coming in a low-scoring first half. And Xyre EHK head coach Doug Newton talked about being patient there early on.
Yeah, we knew they were going to play hard. They did exactly that. They play very hard. They're athletic. And they really get out there and extend out on defense and make you run your offense about another 5 foot off the basket, what they normally do. But all in all, I thought we still showed some pretty good patience and got the ball into the post and got some good post touches early. The role kid had 10 in the first half. I think Hanson had 6 in the first half or 5 there. So we got some, points were coming pretty slim and hard to get those.
Yeah, the Spartans led 18-11 at the break. Saw their lead cut to 5 at the end of the third, but finished strong, especially from the free throw line, to get the win. The Spartans were 12 of 13 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter and shot 19 of 26 for the game. And Coach Newton talked about that being a key.
Yeah, we really did. In the fourth quarter, we were 19 of 26 for the game. You'd like to be maybe a little better than that, but if you're shooting 26 free throws, that means you're probably into their bench pretty good.
Yeah.
And it looks like I thought we hit a lot of free throws when it counted. So it looks like we were about 10 out of 11 in the fourth quarter, looks like. So it's hard to mount much of a comeback when you're not trading somebody 2-for-1 or 2-for-nothing.
And the Spartans, once again, had Drew Buchholz adding in 12 points as well. And they'll now face Peyton Jourdan in a district semifinal coming up on Tuesday night. That game will be the first half of a doubleheader at IKM Manning High School and will tip at 6:30 that evening. In the nightcap last night, Audubon rode a tough defensive effort in the hot hand of Tyler Reboff to a 69-50 win over Glidden Ralston. The Wheelers led by 9 at halftime, took full control in the third quarter, increasing their lead to 17. Sophomore Tyler Reboff had a terrific game, dropping in 28 points on a mix of 4 threes and plenty of buckets down low. The Wheelers improved to 16-6, and they'll now play at IKM Manning on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock in a district semifinal. And head coach Michael Strasco talked about telling his team they want to continue to earn more here down the stretch.
I told the guys in the locker room, we got a win last year in the postseason, so yep. Now we want 2 wins in the postseason. And then after we have 2, we want to, not be satisfied and get 3 if we can have that opportunity.
He also talked about the great play of Tyler Reboff, who had some of the off or spent the off season not being able to play much basketball and didn't really get into full swing here until this season.
Yeah, Tyler had a really nice night from the field, I think. Having that extra week at the end of the season to prepare for this game, he really was. I think you saw the finished product of what I thought he would be this year, if barring that ankle injury. He's just going to keep getting better. I think he really works hard, and especially on the defensive end. Him and Mitchell both play a lot of minutes, and you don't see him let up on defense. And so he's got a lot of heart. I know he's working hard to make more games like that happen.
Good wins for those teams last night. Other games from playoff action last evening in Class 1A District 1. It was Lawton Bronson over Westwood, 68-35. Siouxland Community Christian beat Whiting, 40-29. Also in Class 1A, District 13, it was Central Decatur over Mormon Trail, 73-31. Lenox beat East Union, 68-48. Murray over Mount Air, 47-41. And Nottoway Valley over Diagonal, 78-57. In Class 1A, District 14, we mentioned those two games for you. The other side of the bracket, it was IKM Manning beating Cam, 81-35. And Peyton Jourdan over Guthrie Center, 59-38 last night. That's how those teams moved on. In 1A District 15, it was Bedford over East Mills, 63-35. Fremont Mills beat Essex, 67-44. Nishnabotna over Sydney, 57-41. And Stanton top Griswold last night, 50-41. In a Class 1A District 16 action, Bowyer Valley over Woodbine, 58-53. Maple Valley Anthonoto beat Logan Magnolia, 49-31. St. Albert over Tri-Center, 66-39. West Monona over Arweva, 53-52. In the Class 2A District 14 action, it was Panorama over I-35 in the semifinal, 66-45. Van Meter over Earlham, 70-63. Also in District 15, it was Shenandoah over Missouri Valley, 69-52, and Trainer over Underwood, 65 43-49. District 16, Kemper Catholic beat South Central Calhoun 73-42. Ridgeview over AHSTW 53-50. In 2A District 3, it was Garner Hayfield over Pocahontas area 52-41. And Southwest Valley beat Manson Northwest Webster 79-59 last night. All those teams moving on in postseason play. Coming up tonight, more high school basketball coverage, and this time the girls get to step back out on the floor for Class 1A and 2A action, and it will be a Class 1A regional semifinals. The game we'll have for you here on KJN tonight is Exira EHK playing host to Sydney in Region 7. That's a 7 o'clock tip time. All these games start at 7 o'clock here tonight. And also in that same region, Essex is at Nottoway Valley. And also in Region 6, Colonesco travels to Grandview Christian in Mount Air. Will face Cam, that being played in Corning tonight. Also in Region 8, it's Audubon at Westwood this evening. Also, Glidden Ralston is at Newell Fonda. And Class 2A Region 7, Panorama travels to I-35. And Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont will be at Central Decatur. And in Class 2A Region 8, it's Council Bluffs St. Albert at Trainer and Ridgeview at Unity Christian here tonight, being played there in Orange City. In women's college basketball last night, it was Iowa over Purdue 63-55, and UNO beat IUPUI 57-54. Staying with the college basketball theme, two of the three teams tied at the top of the Missouri Valley Conference women's basketball race meet in Cedar Falls as Northern Iowa hosts Drake. The Panthers and Bulldogs are both 10-3 in the Valley and are tied at the top with Missouri State.
Everybody understands the Drake game, the in-state rival. Both teams tied for first. The history has been, the games have been extremely competitive. You have usually come down to the last couple minutes. I don't think Friday is going to be any different.
That's UNI coach Tanya Warren, who says the Bulldogs want to make it a high-scoring affair. UNI beat Drake 79-73 in Des Moines last month, and Warren says the Panthers slowed down Drake's fast break by playing well on offense. Drake coach Jenny Baranchik says the history of the rivalry has featured close games.
Quite honestly, that's how it should be, right? I mean, we're both in-state teams. We recruit in-state players. We recruit similar people. And, you know, we have all the respect in the world for our opponent. And, that's what you want. And that's what the fans want. That's why we play the game.
And that game, once again, going on here tonight there at the McLeod Center. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip time. Also, of course, full first day of state wrestling yesterday, and we had reports for you throughout the day. We'll have more throughout the day here today on day number two, as congratulations to the Atlantic Cam wrestling team. They kept all of their wrestlers alive yesterday, as Cole Hansen was a winner in his first round match by decision, 7-5 at 106. Carter Cox at 113 was a winner as well by fall at the three-minute mark. So both those wrestlers moved on into the championship side of the bracket. Chase McLaren of Atlantic lost his first match of the day by decision 6-5, so he went into the consolation bracket. Also for Atlantic at 182 pounds, Zach Stork was a winner by decision 8-6 in his first match, so he moved to the championship side of the bracket as well. At 220 pounds, it was Keegan Hosfeld of Atlantic losing by decision 5-0 in his first match. He went to the consolations. John McConkie at 285 lost by fall at the 125 mark in his first match, so he went to consolation action as well. But all those wrestlers did have success in their consolation matches. Chase McLaren of Atlantic won by decision 7-3 there at 120 in his consolation matchup. Keegan Hosfeld won by ultimate tiebreaker, 10-8 the final score there as he moved on. And John McConkie won by fall at the 38-second mark over his opponent there in the consolation bracket. So all those wrestlers still alive. McConkie, Hosfeld, and McLaren will be in the consolation bracket here today for second-round consolation matches. And then, of course, the rest of them we mentioned, Hansen, Cox, and along with Stork, will be in the championship side of the bracket here today for those quarterfinal round matchups. And that gets underway at 9 o'clock here this morning with the first session. That'll be 1A and 3A getting out there first, though, today. That's just a couple of the highlights there of what's going on with wrestling. Of course, plenty of other wrestlers were out there yesterday. And just a quick note on a few other winners in first-round action. In Class 3A, Hayden Waldstein of Lewis Central was a first-round winner. Also at 285, Zach Byrick of Carroll and Nick Mitchell of Thomas Jefferson were first-round winners as well there in 3A. In Class 1A, Marshall Rasmussen of Underwood, Blaine Beeler of Guthrie Center were both first-round winners. 126, Alex Thompson of Underwood and Bryn Frazee of Nottoway Valley were winners. At 132, Jack Kyle of Missouri Valley won. At 138, Tom Jennings of Underwood, a first-round winner. At 145, Jake Mulford of Audubon, Tyler Van Houten of Panorama, and Luke Stortenbecker of East Mills all won their first match. At 152, Josh Hopkins of East Mills and Brady Wilson of Logan Magnolia won. At 160, Nathan Haynes of Missouri Valley, a first-round winner. At 170, Tim Barr of AHSTW moved on. At 195, Drake Johnson of Logan Magnolia was a winner. At 220, Tom Reif of Missouri Valley. And at 285, Anthony Osmond and Coy Maher of Riverside there moved on there to the championship side of the bracket here today. So that's just a few highlights. You can look at all of those match results in our postings on our website, KJN.com, on the sports page. Also last night in college basketball, another bad night to be a top-ranked team. 14th-ranked Kentucky did hold on for an 80-70 win over Tennessee, but some of the other matchups saw some upsets as UConn knocked off 21st-ranked SMU 68-62. Minnesota pulled off the biggest upset of the night in the Big Ten as they went at 68-63 over 6th-ranked Maryland. Also, 8th-ranked Michigan State was a 69-57 winner over Wisconsin there at home at the Breslin Center. And let's look at some of those scores from college basketball there last night. That's a check of sports here this hour on KJN Sports. This hour brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5116. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.